The biggest exhibition of colonial art ever displayed in Latin America opened this week in Mexico City. Some 250 works are on display from Mexico, the Caribbean, and across Central and South America. They span the centuries from the arrival of Columbus to the emergence of national independence movements. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro paid a visit.
Like many other places around the world, Latin America has had difficulty coming to grips with its colonial past, and you can see that particularly through its art. In Mexico, the famous murals of Diego Rivera show the Spanish conquistadors and their religious counterparts as evil, gray-faced beings who subjugated an entire nation. But the new exhibition, called Revelations, which opened with a gala event in Mexico City, provides a new look at more than 300 years of history.
I am Paloma Porras Fraser. I'm the director of the Antiguo Colegio de San Ildefonso. It's called Revelations because I think it has never been done, an exhibition in Mexico, definitely, and probably in all Latin America, where you can see all the most significant pieces of each country. There are 13 countries that lent different works. There are a lot of works that have never been seen in Mexico, not only the ones that come from Latin America, but some pieces that have been lent to Mexico by the United States.
Joe Rochelle is the curator of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. He put together the show. It originally debuted at his museum. He says that colonial art in Latin America has not been appreciated at home or abroad.
There are great works of art equal to anything in the world. Works of art have a way of taking this astonishing collision of cultures. Friction's a very, very good thing for art very often. And out of that comes great creative energy. We are determined to get those works of art on the world stage. What you will find upstairs is so much wit and gaiety and delight in storytelling.
And indeed, the sheer variety and quality of paintings and artifacts here is staggering. A chest of drawers intricately inlaid with mother-of-pearl shows influences from the Middle East. Other works show artistic collaboration with Africa, Japan, the Dutch, and Eastern Europe. It wasn't just Spain and Portugal that contributed to the artistic melting pot here. Silver and gilded works prove colonial wealth, but the craftsmanship showcases the amazing talent of the multi-ethnic artists in the region. Of course, there is a lot of religious art on display. Clara Bargellini is a Mexican colonial art historian who helped curate the show.
Yes, so tell me, what are we looking at here? What is the importance of this particular room?
This whole room is about spaces. And, of course, space, real geographic space, is an important part of conquest and of the transformation by the Europeans of the Americas. This painting is about the Franciscan mission, and on the other side of the river you have the friar. You see the friar there in the middle with a cross. He's going into Indian territory and preaching the gospel. This painting was made for the Franciscans to send to Spain so as to get more support for their missions.
An early type of propaganda. The exhibition also includes famous portraits illustrating the colonial caste system. These casta paintings trace the complex racial mixing or mestizaje of the people of New Spain, where racial profiling was ruthlessly enforced. The show is being displayed in a glorious 18th-century building turned museum called the Antiguo Colegio de San Ildefonso, located in the colonial heart of the capital. The space was once a Jesuit school for the sons of wealthy Mexicans. Unfortunately, Mexico City will be the only place in Latin America where the show can be seen. After this, it moves on to Los Angeles. But Joe Rochelle says seeing the works displayed here is momentous in itself.
They've come home.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.
You can see artwork from the Revelations exhibit at npr.org.